Hunt for escaped Mexican border city prison inmates centers second week. By Cartel Chronicles on January 10, 2023. Mexican authorities are still on the hunt for more than two dozen escaped inmates after a prison riot in Ciudad Juarez last week. On Monday, the Chihuahua Attorney General's office confirmed the operation carried out by state, federal, and military forces to capture 26 inmates on the run, El Diario de Juarez reported. En apego a su compromiso de informar con veracidad, la Fiscalía General del Estado de Chihuahua, de conocer los nombres, así como las fotografías de las personas que se evadieron del cerezo número 3 de hashtag Ciudad Juarez. Hashtag FSCHI hashtag juntasapedimospic.twitter.com/we/4000. Fiscalía General del Estado de Chihuahua, at Fiscalía_Chi, January 5, 2023. The manhunt includes street patrols, highway checkpoints, and personnel posted at bus stations and the Juarez International Airport. On January 1, inmates began fighting inside the prison while an armored cartel convoy stormed the perimeter. 14 died during the riot, including 10 guards. La hashtag FSCHI despidió a los 10 policías de seguridad y custodia penitenciaria y dos elementos de la Agencia Estatal de Investigación, quienes perdieron la vida en hashtag Ciudad Juarez, en cumplimiento del deber. detallespic.twitter.com/puntuhaue. Fiscalía General del Estado de Chihuahua, at Fiscalía_Chi, January 4, 2023. According to El Diario de Juarez, authorities caught one inmate recently when he tried to cross into El Paso. On January 5, authorities confirmed the death of Ernesto Alfredo El Neto Piñón de la Cruz, the leader of the Sinaloa cartel tied Mexico's gang. Authorities believe the breakout was a rescue operation for El Neto. After his escape, El Neto hid at a stash house in Juarez. The gang leader tried to escape and sustained serious injuries during a clash with authorities upon discovery, the Chihuahua Attorney General's office revealed. He reportedly died en route to a hospital. La madrugada de este jueves, las fuerzas del operativo conjunto para recapturar a los evadidos del cerezo número 3, sostuvieron un enfrentamiento a balazos con Ernesto Alberto Piñón de la Cruz El Neto, quien resultó herido. detallespic.twitter.com/hxc5sa4o. Fiscalía General del Estado de Chihuahua, at Fiscalía_Chi, January 5, 2023. Authorities have since caught two other inmates. However, little information has been released. Resultado de los trabajos de inteligencia y las acciones coordinadas. Autoridades de los tres órdenes de gobierno lograron ubicar y recapturar a dos personas más que se evadieron del hashtag cerezo 3 de hashtag Ciudad Juarez. Detalles hashtag juntasapedimospic.twitter.com/204pixel1p. Fiscalía General del Estado de Chihuahua, at Fiscalía_Chi, January 8, 2023. Editor's note. Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and in their original Spanish. This article was written by E.F. Robles from Jalisco.